Blog Talk Radio.
Hey!
every dream. Venus, I feel your presence in everything. My love for you is as deep as the seven seas. There's something about your beauty that can turn refugees into devotees. Heaven's grace in your face I thought I would never see. When my mind was enslaved, you set it free. When my heart was enraged, you fed it peace. And let it be. You are everything I'll ever need. I know that all things happen in divine timing. And as the kundalini in my spine rises, on the horizon of my heart I feel divine rising. Divine rising. Divine rising.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
Loyalty. Royalty. Royalty. I said I wasn't going to cry. This is one of the most important podcasts that I feel that I will ever do. 10/23/22. Loyalty to everybody. Thank you for tuning in to Enhancing Awareness Radio. I'm your host, Haruta 7 Oracle, some don't be a kitten boy. Loyalty coming to America, Prince Hakeem. It all makes sense. To know me and to know my story, what I had to go through to get here. Some of you know, many of you don't know the full truth. So today, guys, it's going to be a chill day, and I have plenty of podcasts in the archives for you guys to go back and listen to. But Ralph Smart, he just done. Shout out to Ralph Smart, guys. Shout out to Ralph Smart. I love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In some of my darkest times, you know, he helped me to get through. So, you know, this podcast is dedicated, you know, to the royal family, really, and just for all the hard work that I put in the background. And, you know, just these are some of my favorites, you guys. Some of my favorites, some of my, when I was, like, in my darkest hour, you know, some of the things that helped me to grow through, you know. So this is what this podcast is about. If any of you guys want to contact me, my information is going to be in the show notes, you know. So utilize my link tree in the show notes to contact me. I give out free PDFs, guys. So if anybody's on the spiritual walk and you need help, you need assistance, you need guidance, I give out free PDFs. The website is coming back soon this year. So just thank you. This is just a podcast of gratitude, right? Gratitude, gratitude, gratitude. So I'll be playing around tomorrow, and I'll be coming. If you want to, I see that somebody's in a queue, so I take callers sometimes throughout the podcast, but thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right, guys, I'll be back.
Beautiful deep divers, another gorgeous day. We got birds making love up there. What's up? We got butterflies, bees, the cat down the road, sunbathing. Breathe with me, deep divers. One more time. One more time. Don't you feel better when you're breathing in that good ass prana, baby? Raising the frequency. Raising the vibration. Peace. The infinite waters. Diving deep once again. Beautiful deep divers. We are out here in the heart of nature. Baby, it is a glorious day. Now, watch this before it gets deleted. I've got to put that in the titles whenever I'm speaking about really deep stuff, because it might get deleted. Like, one of my videos already got deleted, and a lot of people are being censored all over the internet. So watch this before it gets deleted, because we got a whole lot to talk about. It's all coming out in the great words of Ralph Smart. We live in a world so fake, the truth actually scares people. Look, here's the truth. Ah, you see? In the words of Edward Snowden, when exposing a crime gets treated like committing a crime, you are being ruled by criminals. Now, Edward Snowden, John McAfee, just recently passed away. They say it was a suicide in his cell in Barcelona. If you don't know who John McAfee is, he was the founder of the McAfee antivirus software. Huge software company. It's big news, deep divers, right? And they say he died in his cell by suicide. But a lot is happening right now on the planet. We're going to dive into that. We're going to dive into John McAfee and what's really going on. In the great words of Krishnamurti, it is no measure of health to be well-adjusted to a profoundly sick society. Right now, a lot of people are starting to say strange things are happening on the planet. And I told you, there are no accidents or coincidences in this universe. Everything happens for a reason. When I look around at what's happening in the world right now with a global pandemic, I say it's happening for a reason. It is a wake-up call that human beings, if you do not stand up for your freedoms, you will have time to sit down in your lockdowns.
Mmm.
What? Slow motion this side. Mmm. And we ain't even had breakfast yet. Can I get a hello? So let me just tell you this. Deep divers, I want you to remind yourself. Let love guide you, not fear. There's a reason why the inorganic ones want to keep you in fear. Why? Because fear is the lowest frequency. Love is the highest frequency. And therefore, you have to keep spreading love. You have to keep removing fear from your reality. And this is how we free all of ourselves. So, let me just talk about John McAfee, who they say he died in a prison cell by suicide. But this is very interesting, because John McAfee, being the founder of this antivirus software, he knew a lot, and he said a lot. I listened to John McAfee, and he was a kind of hero in the cryptocurrency community. What did he say, which is very interesting? He said, we cannot allow intrusion into our life and still expect to have our same freedom. John McAfee knew a lot because he created a lot of this technology we're using. He was a computer genius. And one of the things he said, and this is why I always say raise your eyebrows, deep divers, he said, if anything happens to me, just know I didn't commit suicide, right? I didn't do an Epstein. He said he even got a tattoo on his arm saying whacked. And he made a tweet saying, look, I even got this tattoo on my arm just to say if anything happens to me, it wasn't my fault. But we always got to put a question mark. He also said if anything happens to him, there's going to be a dead man switch and everything is going to get exposed. This guy was no dummy. And the Spanish court wanted to extradite him to the U.S. And this is when this all happened. It happened hours after that, right? But I want to remind you, it is all coming out. The word apocalypse emanates from the Greek apokalypsis, which means a lifting off the veil. And right now what we're seeing is the lifting off the veil. So I want to remind you, this is not the time to have a pity party. It is not the time to feel like a victim. We are seeing the lifting off the veil. And therefore it's time to celebrate, because what is done in the dark shall come out in the light. And right now, millions of people are awakening. I told you, anytime you take away people's freedoms, they have an awakening moment because they say, wait a minute, I want to see my granddaughter. In fact, one nurse was saying, I want to travel, but I can't see my granddaughter. And I'm missing all of these beautiful experiences of her growing up. So it is time to take back your power. It is time to stand up for your freedoms, because the inorganic ones are taking away your life, your valuable life experiences. I want to remind you of this. This can only continue when people allow it to continue. Can only continue if people allow it to continue. Bad things happen when good people decide to do nothing.
Mmm.
What? Slow motion this side. Mmm. And now, I'm encouraging you, deep divers, to speak your truth, even if your voice shakes. I'm protected. You don't have to worry about me, because I'm a chosen one. I want to remind you that right now on the planet, it's a state of emergency. Why? Because you are being stripped of your freedoms. Even like John McAfee said, there is an intrusion into your life by these social media companies, by the internet, and therefore there's gonna come a time when you won't have any privacy. You will be spied on. Even your phone is spying on you when it's turned off. It's still on. So, it's time to wake up. Now, you might be asking, what are we to do with everything that's happening? Make sure you aren't drinking the Kool-Aid. Make sure you are opening your eyes to realize that you are being played. Make sure you open your eyes to realize that the whole world is a stage, right? It's all an illusion. Shakespeare was a bard. Now, Shakespeare invented over 1,700 words in the English language. Words such as lonely was invented by Shakespeare. Uncomfortable was invented by Shakespeare. Unaware, invented by Shakespeare. Critic, invented by Shakespeare. Bandit, invented by Shakespeare. A bard was a storyteller who held the most power in society. And this is why, till this day, people still act in Shakespearean plays. But Shakespeare made it very clear that the whole world is a stage. I don't think you were listening to him when he said that. Well, we've got to start paying attention to what Shakespeare was saying, that the whole world is a stage. And governments, entertainment industry, it's all a stage. And therefore, the only way out is in. Start focusing on yourself. Start realizing you can't believe everything you read in the news. Start realizing you can't believe everything they tell you on the television, because television means telling lies to your vision. Tell lie vision. What? Slow motion this side. Woo! So it's time to free your mind. Emancipate your mind from mental slavery. It is time for the eleftheria, which is the Greek word from freedom from slavery. We got to do that because nobody is coming to save you. The inorganic ones want your soul. They don't want you in lockdown. They want your soul. And you have to make sure you don't sell your soul. You have to make sure you reclaim your power. Start eating to live. Start taking care of yourself every single day. Start doing what makes you happy every single day, because they want a world where everyone is miserable. I'm walking. I see a girl with a face mask on. She looks so depressed, so distraught. I'm like, what are we doing to our children? We got to protect our children's mental health. But it's a lesson. Everything that's happening is happening for a reason. Don't get mad at the government. We allowed this to happen. Everything you see happening before your eyes, deep divers, with a global pandemic, is nothing more than humanity's collective shadow. What? Slow motion this side. Say it again, Ralph. Everything you see happening before your eyes is nothing more than humanity's collective shadow. It's now coming back to haunt us. Everything we suppress, everything we denied, is now right in front of our face. We can't run away from it. And the mask is symbolic of you acquiescing, of you handing over your power, of you wearing a face mask, which is the persona, symbolically speaking. So you've been living someone else's life and not your own. This is all symbolism. And that's why a lot of people spend more time with a virtual person than a real person. It's time to wake up and say, wait a minute. A real person is more valuable than a virtual person. We got to start getting back to nature. We got to start realizing even those celebrities you worship, they're all in on it to keep you in lockdown. And therefore, you got to start rolling out the red carpet for yourself and say, I'm the greatest star. Because what are these celebrities doing for me? If they aren't speaking truth to power, they're a distraction. Stop it, Ralph. Deep divers, I want to remind you, you must free your mind every single day. You must realize you are not powerless. You are powerful beyond measure. That's why they want to censor you, why they want to hide information. But guess what? It's all coming out. Mark my words, there are going to be more whistleblowers. People in high positions, high places, even in the medical field. Even in the medical field, exposing what's really happening behind the scenes. And be ready for it, because it's already happening. The truth is coming out. Three things that can never be hidden. The sun, the cat down the road, and the truth.
is coming out. I want to remind you, keep on the love frequency. Don't fear anything. Keep in your truth. You aren't crazy, you're just waking up. I think the media is crazy. But I don't think you're crazy. I think you're someone who's just finding out who they really are. I just think you're someone who's finding out their true power. And all of those films are about us. There's a new film called Infinite. I'm like, oh, they were watching Infinite Waters. They were watching all of these conscious YouTubers getting information from them. That's what Hollywood do. They steal our ideas and then take credit for it. Well, we are the real superheroes that we see on the silver screen. We are them. We are the superheroes. So you don't have to worship fictional characters. The real superheroes are walking amongst us. They are you. It is I. It is the cat down the road. And that's why I'm just saying, feels so good to be alive, baby. Can I get a hello? Hey. Let us be the heroes of this story once again. And I want to remind you, if it seems like the villains are winning, that's because the story is not over yet. In the end, the good guys always win. And the good cats down the road always win, right?
Right!
Deep divers, remember to smile. It's not a crime yet, right? Remember to smile. Remember to be free, because being free is your birthright. Let's just woo, breathe in that good-ass prana, baby. Shout out to everyone who's been getting the wonderful good-ass prana shirts at ralphsmart.com/clothes and spreadshirt.com if you're in America. And if you're a sexy-ass model, woo! With a whole lot of heart who wants to model the clothing, well, let me know why you have what it takes to be an Infinite Waters model, okay? Add me on Instagram at @officialRalphSmart for more daily inspiration, and Facebook at @RalphSmart at Infinite Waters, and Snapchat at... Check out the new book, Deep Divers for More Powerful, life-changing information just like this. Feel Alive by Ralph Smart on Amazon and at ralphsmart.com/the book. They tried to bury us. They forgot we were seeds. Start putting pressure on these social media companies to say, hey, we aren't having it because we are the 99%. We will not be silenced. We will not be censored. And this is how you get your power back. You see, power and freedom is never given to you. It's never given to you, deep divers. You got to take it with both hands, like, give me that. And now you got your freedom back. Look where I am, deep divers. Have a beautiful day. Peace. Infinite Waters, diving deep once again. Stay well. Stay healthy. Peace. Yeah!
I know that life may seem a bit strange at times, but through all of the pain and confusion, you have to remain divine. Do all that you can do to heal and change inside. Know and understand that even flowers have to endure the rain at times. Beautiful sunflowers, sunflowers, so you haven't been yourself since some time ago. Beautiful sunflowers, sunflowers, so you have to learn to let go and forgive in order for the sunshine to show. I want you to know that things get better with time, but in the meantime, you have to stop seeing yourself through irrelevant eyes. May you shine like the light that has brought you forth from the heavenly skies, and find more of yourself in the rest of these lines. I know people change, I know flowers grow, I know we need the rain, sunflower souls. I know people change, I know flowers grow, I know we need the rain, sunflower souls. I know people change, yeah. I know flowers grow, I know flowers grow, I know people change, yeah. Sometimes we need the rain, sunflower souls. There is a time to love and there's a time to heal. Find a way to free your mind and let time reveal. In the midst of all of this love that you're trying to give, you have to learn to love yourself for real and find the time to live. Beautiful sunflower, sunflower soul. You haven't been yourself since some time ago. Beautiful sunflower, sunflower soul. You have to learn to let go and forgive in order for the sunshine to show. I know people change, I know flowers, yeah. Sometimes my day's insane. I'm talking major pain. Hope not, I pray in vain. I'm trying to make a change. I know flowers grow. We cannot stay the same. So if you love the flower, you cannot hate the rain. Sometimes my day's insane. I'm talking major pain. Hope not, I pray in vain. I'm trying to make a change. I know people change. I know flowers grow. I know we need the rain. Sunflower souls. I know people change. I know flowers grow. I know we need the rain. Sunflower souls. I know people change. Yeah. I know flowers grow. I know flowers grow. I know people change. Yeah. Sometimes we need the rain. Sunflower souls.
Peace, infinite waters, diving deep once again. We are out here in nature, baby. Beautiful day. How to open your seven chakras, the science of the chakras, how to balance the chakras. Let's just, woo, breathing in that good ass prana, baby. So I got a question that came in. Ralph, how do you open your seven chakras? Okay, first thing in the day, just like that. Okay. I have opened my seven chakras and it has changed my life in a phenomenal way. Do you know how to open your chakras? Have you opened them? You're like, yeah, I have, Ralph. But wait a minute. I didn't open one. Why not? Because we ain't even had breakfast yet. Can I get a hello? Let me share with you what's helped me along my journey. Open the seven chakras. How do I balance the seven chakras? And what is the science of the chakras? Now, the word chakra comes from a Sanskrit word meaning wheel. You see, in the Indus Valley in ancient times, thousands of years ago, they realized that there were energy centers in the body. Over 88,000. That's a lot. But don't worry about it, because the great sages and wise men and women realized that there were only seven major energy centers that you need to know about. And these energy centers are responsible for allowing the smooth flow of energy to move along your body. And when all seven chakras are opened, you have perfect health. When a chakra is closed or blocked, you become ill. So I use this science to improve my health. Now, scientists are now starting to realize the ancient wisdom from the Indus Valley when they spoke of the chakras. They were actually speaking of the endocrine system. Slow motion this side. And that our chakras are nothing more than our glands. So let's start with the first chakra. This is called the root chakra or the Muladhara. You like how I said that? Thank you. Okay. That's a Sanskrit word which means root support. The first chakra is all about security. And its gland is the adrenal gland. Fight or flight. The cat down the road is chasing you again. Don't worry about it. Okay. Its color is red. Its stone is jasper. 7-day vegan challenge. Its food is tomato, sweet potato. The first chakra is all about survival. And therefore, to open the first chakra, to unlock it, you have to learn how to ground yourself. That's it. Say it like that. Ground yourself. Take off your socks. I'm only now just seeing your feet. What happened? Put them away. Actually, look. I realize this, that earthing yourself is how to open your root chakra and how to balance it. You see, when we have a lot of dis-ease in the body, we create a ton of positive ions. That creates a lot of inflammation. When you take off those socks, I'm only seeing your feet for the first time right now, okay? Don't scare me. Once you take off your socks and you earth yourself on Mother Nature, Gaia, you are now coming into contact with Earth's negative ions all across its surface. And that actually balances you out. Slow motion this side. So, the reason why it's so fundamental to balance and open the root chakra is because this is our foundation. I realize this, that you can only rise as high as the strength of your foundation. Slow motion this side. Chakras also correspond to instruments, and the instrument for the root chakra is the drum, okay? That will keep you grounded, okay? The drum, get a drum. Shall I drum for you? I'll drum for you, okay? Ground yourself. I've realized this, that when we talk of the root chakra, some people have a little root chakra, some people have way too much, okay? We need to balance it out. So, ecotherapy will balance your root chakra. Are you spending so much time indoors? Well, you will have a lot of root chakra problems. We ground ourselves when we are in nature. Get your butt in nature, okay? Now, some people do have too much root chakra, where they are so grounded, they don't want to go anywhere, they're afraid of leaving their comfort zone. So it's all about a balance, like be indoors for a little bit and then get your butt into nature. Because it's a beautiful day. It's like a beautiful day. And its element is earth. Get it? Got it? Good. What is the second chakra? How do we open it? How do we balance it? This is the Svajasthana. Powerful, okay? This is the sacral chakra. It's gland, gonads, testes, ovaries. The Svajasthana emanates from the Sanskrit, which means the sweet abode of self, okay? Its color is orange. So the 7-day vegan challenge, the foods you need are anything orange. Apricots, fantastic. Oranges, even better, because its color is orange. So, this chakra deals with sensuality. When you have a healthy sensuality, this chakra is balanced. And what's helped me open this chakra? This is where actually the Kundalini energy lies. That dormant snake that rises up to see the light of day. Right? That is where the Kundalini energy lies. That serpent that gently rises up. Okay? You have to have a healthy attitude towards sexuality. You got to love your body. Once you start loving your body, I love myself. Then the second chakra, the sacral chakra, begins to open up. Too little or too much of the sacral chakra. Okay, here we go. Too little, it means that you start suppressing how you feel sexually. Now you don't like your body. You don't accept your body. Too much is where sometimes you get so consumed with your sexuality,
sex is all you think of, okay? So we need a balance, and that's what we call healthy sensuality. This is where you love your body, you love sex, but in a healthy way, because you realize sexual energy is the energy permeating everything in existence. Slow motion this side. This is the creative life force energy. So therefore, you begin to open it when you begin to tap into that energy of your sexuality. Okay? A lot of artists, very sexual, right? They're very creative too. Okay? So it's a beautiful, beautiful chakra. And its stone, Ralph, is tiger's eye. That will help you heal your second chakra. What is the third chakra? This is the Manipura. The Sanskrit word meaning the city of the shining jewel. How about that? It's also called the solar plexus, right around your navel. Okay, so the root chakra is located at the base of your spine, the sacral chakra just below the navel, and the solar plexus just around your navel. And this actually deals with your identity. It gives you a strong sense of who you are. It's also the seat of the ego. I am this, I am that, okay? But it is all about power. And it is a very powerful energy center. Now, how I open the solar plexus is to really meditate and massage my navel. Because scientists now know that we have a mini brain in our gut. There are neurons in our gut, okay? So that's why people say, I feel it in my gut, Ralph. I just knew it. Okay, your gut has intuition too, just like your brain, okay? So, gut feelings. That's why a lot of people, if your solar plexus is out of balance, you have a lot of anxiety. So how do you deal with anxiety? You come into nature, that really recharges your solar plexus. Okay, you listen to calming music, that really helps your solar plexus, okay? Stringed instruments, okay? The violin calms your nerves, okay? And its color is yellow. 7-day vegan challenge. So that means eat a lot of bananas. Any excuse. Its stone, citrine. Powerful stone that will heal your solar plexus. Now, it's all about digestion. So once again, if your solar plexus is out of balance, you're going to have a lot of digestive problems. And how to really move it in balance is to not eat too much, not overindulge in foods, right, that make you sit on the toilet for hours upon hours upon hours. Wait a minute, Ralph, we ain't even had breakfast yet, so that isn't an issue. Good. Okay, so the solar plexus is so powerful that is connected to the pancreas gland, okay, the pancreas and the spleen as well. What is the fourth chakra? Baby, baby, talk to me. The fourth chakra, we are talking about the anahata, okay? The heart chakra, of course, its gland, the thymus gland. Its color, green, a great stone that can heal. The heart chakra is emerald, also jade. When people get married, you see them in a lush, beautiful green background. Green is a symbol of growth and fertility. Things are now coming into fruition. Slow motion this side. Now, how I open my heart chakra every single day is to be open to love. The first three chakras deal with what? They deal with personal self. It's all about me, my survival. Okay, my creativity, my power. The heart chakra is all about moving into that transcendental meditative state where it's no longer just about you. It's also about the cat down the road. Thank you very much. And other people. You are now open to giving people love. But what they realize in ancient times is that you can't love anybody until you love yourself. Slow motion this side. The greatest relationship you can have is with yourself. And that's how you begin to open the heart chakra. And now you can begin to connect with other people. You can give to them. You can share with them. You can even massage their toes. Okay? And it's green. So what foods are we talking of? Leafy greens. We're talking about kale. We're talking about the spirulina as well, full of protein, complete source of protein. We're talking about the watercress. We're talking about the arugula. Okay, now all of these leafy greens are full of magnesium, and this is really going to help your heart chakra open even more. We know that the instrument the heart chakra connects to is what? I'm asking you. Stringed instruments. Once again, the violin. I love the violin. It just touches your heart. But also the piano. Okay? Now, what stone? What are we talking of? Emerald. Okay? Ever seen The Wizard of Oz, right? Emerald City. Get some emerald today and open your heart chakra. Now, what closes the heart chakra down is what? What, Ralph? Being guilty. I shouldn't have done that, Ralph. I just shouldn't have done that. Yeah, that will block your heart chakra. We don't want that. So what's helped me along my journey is to forgive myself. Even though I drank all of your almond milk, 7-day vegan challenge, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, okay? So, realize that your heart chakra opens when you learn how to forgive yourself, when you learn how to forgive other people, when you walk around with a very, very light heart. Are you light in heart? In ancient Egypt, they had to weighed your heart against a feather, okay? And if it didn't, weigh up, sorry, you wouldn't be going to the afterlife. Sorry about that. Stay on planet Earth instead, okay? So, be light in heart. Remove guilt. Forgive yourself. And don't be stingy with your love, because that's what really closes and blocks the heart chakra. When you are open just to helping people, contributing to other people's evolution and growth, how about that? The heart chakra now begins to open up. Okay, what is the fifth, the fifth chakra? So the heart chakra is connected to the thymus, right? The thymus gland. The throat chakra is the fifth chakra, and that is connected to the thyroid. It's called the Vishuddha, a Sanskrit word meaning pure. Now, I didn't tell you the Sanskrit word for the fourth chakra, did I? The anatta, right? The anatta, meaning the sound of two things not crossing each other. That's the heart. The throat chakra, the Vishuddha, means pure. And this deals with communication. And its stone is no other than, guess, what stone do I love the most? Probably
turquoise. This is amber. I love amber too. But this is turquoise. This is the most powerful stone. If you want to communicate better and talk like infinite waters that goes on and on till the break of dawn, right? Get turquoise. This is pure turquoise. This is also turquoise. Let me get off my bling right now. Can you see this? That's turquoise as well. Okay? So turquoise, super powerful stone for really opening your throat chakra. Now, we know that the throat chakra, its element is water. Okay? And therefore, communication, if you really want to flow like water, you got to become impeccable with your word. That is one of the four agreements. So, have you ever been in a situation where you're like, no, but you're afraid to say no? And you're like, yes, but you're afraid to say yes? Okay. Then you got a problem with the throat chakra. When you can really say no when you want to say no and yes when you want to say yes, then you are in that process of opening your throat chakra. Too little or too much. Let's talk about it. If you have a blocked throat chakra, you will have a lot of thyroid problems because that's the gland it corresponds to. It means that you have lost your voice. You have lost your expression. Okay? So I realized this, that my throat chakra began to open when I was able to be impeccable with my word, when I was able to be honest and pure with how I truly felt emotionally. Okay, so that's how to really open your throat chakra. Now, sometimes you get stuck in the throat chakra too much where you're just talking all the time and you forget to listen. Okay? So I've realized that you got to listen. You got to be a good listener. As I was saying, that the throat chakra, 7-day vegan challenge, it's food. If you really want to open the throat chakra, its color, we're talking about blue. Blueberries, full of vitamin C, full of anthocyanins, going to help you prevent cancer. But they just taste great. Let's just keep it simple. Okay? Super powerful. Many times we don't realize that when it comes to communication, if you are lying a lot, lying to other people and lying to yourself, you are blocking the throat chakra. The throat chakra opens when you are very authentic, when you are clear with your words, when you realize the power of words, that words are vibrations, words are spells. That's why when a child goes to school, they learn how to spell. Slow motion this side. You begin to open your throat chakra when you realize that you can heal yourself through words. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. They lied. Get your money back. Look, words can hurt you because they are vibrations. And once you start singing, I'm amazing, I'm so beautiful, right? Singing, using words that empower you, I can do this, I can do that, you are now balancing out the throat chakra. But also, silence is very powerful for opening the throat chakra. What a paradox, right? Being silent, now you are learning how to hear the inner voice. Slow motion this side. Right? And that's what's helped me along my journey. Listen to your inner voice. It knows more than you're talking about. Think about that. Okay? What is the sixth chakra? This is the Ajna chakra, which means in the Sanskrit to know or to perceive. This is what some people call the third eye chakra. Okay? Located right here, just above the brow. Now, this deals with intuition, imagination, clairvoyance, which is being able to see things before they happen, clairsentience, clear touch, clairaudience, clear hearing. This is super powerful.
The third eye chakra is opened when you are able to question your reality. So the first five chakras deal with the first five senses, okay? Taste, touch, smell, hearing, seeing, okay? The sixth chakra is going beyond the senses. Slow motion this side. Okay. And what healing crystal stones can be used to open the third eye chakra, the Ajna chakra? We're talking about blue tourmaline, blue sapphire. That will open your third eye chakra, those stones. What about foods? Okay. Indigo foods. Beetroot. Purple grapes. Blueberries. 7-day vegan challenge. Any excuse. I wake up every single day with a bunch of purple grapes in my mouth. Now, what gland does this third eye chakra correspond to? The pituitary gland, but also the pineal gland, which is the seat of the soul. So a lot of people who are opening their third eye start to realize what they were talking of in the ancient Indus Valley, that the whole world is Maya. It is the illusion. And we are here to really see that, and that's how we actually fall into the truth. Okay? So the third eye, when your third eye is opening, and how to really open the third eye, is don't just believe everything you see on the news. Don't even watch the news. Like, I don't. Do it if you want. Look, don't believe anything I say. Do your own research. Know for yourself. That's why in ancient Kemet or Egypt, on every temple it said, know thyself. Slow motion this side. You see, we've been lied to from childhood. They told you the world was like this. And as you grew up, you're like, they lied to me. It's totally not like that. Don't worry about it. Okay, so the third eye is where you are starting to question the 3D. You are now moving out of the 3D into the fourth dimension, fifth dimension, sixth dimension, seventh dimension, eighth dimension, ninth dimension, tenth dimension. You're moving up dimensions, baby. And we ain't even had breakfast yet. Okay? It is all about intuition. It is about inner knowing, where you have this beautiful intuition. Do you ever sense what people are going to say before they say it? Can you feel someone's energy? Okay? That's your third eye. Now, what blocks the third eye when you are stuck in the matrix? When you believe everything they tell you about history? Okay? That's why it's called his story. They just made it up. Right? The third eye is also blocked when you're just watching television 24/7. When you're just drinking a lot of water with fluoride, right? That actually calcifies. It calcifies the pineal gland. You start decalcifying the pineal gland when you are, what? Removing fluoride out of the water. Now, check this out. I've realized that when we talk of the third eye, what really can open it and how to really balance your third eye is to be open to new ideas, okay? Now, you can go overboard, right? That's where you start getting paranoid and think the cat down the road really runs the whole entire planet. No, it doesn't. It's just here for the ride, okay? But the power of the third eye, and that's why if you learn how to open your third eye, you're not even on Earth anymore. Because the third eye element, we're talking about air. You're just like, whoa, breathing in that good ass prana, baby. Okay, you're not on the earthly plane anymore. You're in that transcendental state. You're out of space with the stars, baby. Okay? So, it is a super, super powerful chakra. Okay? And what instrument is the third eye connected to? wood winds. We're talking about the bansuri, which is the Indian flute. The Indian flute, okay, is fantastic. Wind instruments will help you activate, open your third eye, and also balance it out. Woo! And what is the seventh chakra, this major energy center? We are talking about the Sahasrara, okay? That is the seventh chakra, the crown chakra connected to the pineal gland. Its stones are amethysts, diamonds. Got diamond? We got a lot of diamonds. Clear quartz, okay? Those are its stones, okay? What is its color? Violet. This is the last major energy center. Now, ancient sages and great mystics realize that if you learn how to open your crown chakra, you now become unified with everything around you. There is no separation. In essence, there is no ego. Slow motion this side. It is the oneness that everything is connected. Okay, so how did I open my Sahasrara, my crown chakra? I started to realize this, that it is connected to the pineal gland, okay, which produces melatonin, which gives us out-of-body experiences, which really connects us to our true spiritual self. It connects us to the spirit realm, okay? And I learned that you really got to be in the clouds, okay? You got to learn how to detach yourself from this material 3D realm. You got to learn how to detach yourself from this material 3D realm. And that means sometimes just going into the mountains, okay? Jumping into the ocean, right? Getting that beautiful salt bath, or even buying pink Himalayan sea salt and having a beautiful salt bath, baby. Okay? And what about 7-Day Vegan Challenge? What foods are associated with the crown chakra? Now, this is where, once again, you're not really in the 3D. You're on another plane, right? Like you just missed your flight. You like that little rap there, right? You're on another plane like you just missed your flight. Think about it. Look, so water, sunlight, ether. That is the element, okay? Ether. Ether is the realm beyond this dimension. Ether. Nas had a song called Ether. Okay, Ether, you are no longer this body. You are like in your Makaba, this spiritual spaceship, like traveling through galaxies, and it's like astro traveling, like lucid dreaming, all kinds of amazing stuff. Baby, we ain't even had breakfast yet. Okay, so breatharians exist. These are people who just live off air. Okay, so when you are breathing in that good ass prana, baby, that is the food of the crown chakra. You don't even need to eat anymore. Okay, you're drinking water though, because it's hot out here, 100 degrees or something, right? And sunlight, once again, sunlight is activating the pineal gland. We say the children of the sun, going back to ancient Egypt. You know who you are. That's how to open the crown chakra. Now, what blocks the crown chakra? When you don't want to leave planet Earth, you are so worldly and so materialistic. The crown chakra is all about seeing that materialism has its place, but you're just transcending that because you are all about discovering the truth of everything, that once again, before matter, there was spirit. Let me repeat that. Before matter, there was spirit. Before the seen, there was the unseen. Slow motion this side. And its instrument, we're talking about bells. Okay, I have a lot of 4-3. I have a lot of 432 hertz music, and it's a lot of bells, and that is the perfect instrument to really open your crown chakra. And to really balance the crown chakra, I'm listening to a lot of bells every single day. I wake up with bells, like
It's so peaceful right now.
But also, once again, meditating. Meditation really will help you open your crown chakra. Okay? You block your crown chakra when you're just like not meditating, not really reconnecting back to the truth of who you are. You open it when you're just like, I'm so spaced out, dude. And then you'll just say, feels so good to be alive, baby. Can I get a hello? The crown chakra is integrating all the chakras. Just remind yourself that every single chakra has its place in the human body. And see the chakras in your body as lights, okay? And each light has to be lit, okay? So as one light opens, you go to the next light, it turns on, and then the next one, and then all of a sudden you're like Christmas tree, right? Look, every chakra is important. You got to learn that by opening every chakra, you now can be in that transcendental state. And the crown chakra actually integrates all the chakras together, okay? But you can't open the crown chakra if you don't open the root chakra first. Okay, so there you have it. We are out here. Let me say it again. Feels so good to be alive, baby. Can I get a hello? That's the throat chakra. Let's just... Woo! Breathing in that good-ass prana, baby. That's the crown chakra. And always question everything. That's the third eye chakra. Have a beautiful day, deep divers. We're out here in the heart of nature, baby. Infinite waters. Diving deep once again. Stay well. Stay healthy. Peace. You!